Thanks, Nathan. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. Also with me here in the studio is our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Morning, Judy. How you doing?
Good morning, Tom. Fine, thank you.
So every Monday morning, we are joined by Judy, who gives us her thoughts on all things thespian. Today, Judy, we're going to talk about a show at the Ford's Theater in Washington. It's called Come From Away. Yesterday, of course, marked the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And as I understand it, Come From Away is a musical actually connected to that event. It seems incredible to have a musical about 9/11. It seems very unlikely. What's this all about?
Well, Tom, the word connected is the key here. It is very important to say that this is not a musical about the terrorist attacks. It's actually a musical about human kindness. What people may not know is that when U.S. airspace was closed shortly after those tragic events, many airplanes headed to the States were diverted to Canada. 38 jumbo jets landed in the small town of Gander, Newfoundland alone. And that experience is the basis of Come From Away. Come From Aways, Tom, is what the people of Newfoundland call out-of-towners. They're Come From Aways. And on 9/11, the number of out-of-towners, 7,000, almost doubled the population of little Gander, Newfoundland.
So here we have these stranded passengers, we have flight crews, we have this small town in Canada and all the locals. These folks, I mean, Newfoundland is a beautiful place. Does it make a great setting for a musical?
Well, in the hands of Irene Sankoff and David Hine, the Canadian husband and wife team who created this show, it does make the source of an excellent musical. The show has already had runs in La Jolla, California, and Seattle, Washington. It's headed to Broadway in February, and it is a remarkably hopeful, heartwarming story that comes out of great horror and loss. The Gander citizens opened their doors and opened their hearts. They cooked meals for these people. They let the passengers take showers in their homes. They gave them their own clothing. The passengers didn't have access to their luggage. The pharmacy filled their prescriptions at no cost. The local SPCA even took care of the pets that were left in the cargo holds. So, Tom, I'm going to skip ahead a bit and play a really powerful song that comes near the end of the musical. You'll hear the passengers' gratitude when, after 5 days stranded in Gander, they're flying back to the United States.
Oh, there's a kumbaya moment for you. That's terrific. So, now, how many days total were they there? That's the fifth day.
Almost a week, yeah.
A whole week. God bless them, the people in Newfoundland. So that's the cast of Come From Away. They're performing the tune Somewhere in the Middle of Nowhere. So one thing that strikes me, this is a show about 36 or so planes arriving in a small town. That sounds incredibly tricky to stage. I mean, how do you put that in a theater? Is this one of those shows? A lot of times, I guess they do this with like projections and stuff. How do they pull that off?
Well, they don't do that in this case. This is a very low-tech show, and that's really part of its charm. There's a cast of 12. They play multiple roles. They're under the very nimble direction of Christopher Ashley. The actors are all on stage almost the entire time. The same actors play passengers and folks from Newfoundland and flight crews. For example, there's an actor named Chad Kimball who plays a passenger. He plays the leader of the Gander School Bus Drivers Union, which is on strike. He even makes a brief appearance as President George W. Bush. The set is by a fellow named Beowulf Borat, and wooden chairs are the primary element. When they're in rows and they're moving slowly on a turntable, you really feel like you're watching a plane move. There's an 8-member band also on stage. The score has a lot of Celtic flavor and instrumentation, very true to the sound in Newfoundland.
Yeah, the music of Newfoundland is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. But the way the show is cast and staged reflects the major theme of shared humanity. I mean, having the same actors play Gander's unexpected guests and their very gracious hosts shows how everyone faced this crisis together. In terms of passengers coming together, they weren't allowed to deplane for a prolonged period of time, and they didn't know the details of what had happened or even where they were, but they started to bond, and I brought a song the passengers sing while they're still on board, some of them for 28 hours.
Meanwhile, on our plane, we didn't have a clue. We were
right. That's 28 hours wherever we are for the musical Come From Away. And anybody who's ever been stuck on a tarmac knows what that feels like, although I doubt very few people have been stuck on a tarmac for 28 hours. So you mentioned that at this moment, the passengers weren't fully aware of why the planes were diverted. So they didn't know that the attacks had taken place in Manhattan and the Pentagon and in Pennsylvania. But we assume the flight crews presumably knew. I mean, how is their situation portrayed in this ordeal?
It's portrayed primarily through the character of a pilot named Beverly Bass. She was a trailblazing female commercial pilot for American Airlines, and she's in a very uncomfortable bind, but she always puts her responsibility to her passengers first. She's very strongly portrayed by Jen Colella, and she has a solo, Me and the Sky, about her lifelong love of flying and the obstacles she faced to become a female pilot. Seemed like a dream come true to her until 9/11.
Suddenly I'm flying Paris to Dallas, across the Atlantic again, feeling calm, when suddenly someone on air-to-air traffic says at 8:46 there's been a terrorist action, and the one thing I loved more than anything was used as the bomb.
Hi, that's Jean Colella, and she's singing Me and the Sky from Come From Away. It's at the Ford's Theater. This show is being performed in Washington. It's headed to New York. Both cities, of course, suffered enormous losses on 9/11. Is this going to be difficult, a difficult sell in D.C. and New York, given what actually happened in those cities?
Well, you might think so, but I have two examples of why Washington and New York are actually a very good fit for this show. The audience member seated next to me the night I saw the show turned out to have been a first responder when the Pentagon was hit. And he told me that he was hesitant to see the show, but he ended up enormously moved. He got choked up talking to me. And there was a talk back the night that I went, and three of the real people portrayed on stage spoke. A couple who fell in love, met and fell in love when they were stranded in Newfoundland. They told me they've seen the show more than a dozen times, and the pilot, Beverly Bass. So it's not only acceptable to people directly affected, but it's truly uplifting. And I think it's going to be very welcome and very warmly received on Broadway.
Interesting. Come From Away. It's at Ford's Theater in Washington until October 9th. If you want to go, come to WIPR.org/Marilyn Morning. We'll shoot you a link to all the details. Thanks, Judy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
Looking ahead, folks, you may have heard that as of next week, my friend Sheila Cast and I are switching time slots. Beginning next Monday, Sheila will return to the mornings hosting a new show called On the Record, and I'll become the host of Midday. J. Wynn Russick will continue to do her reviews, which you'll now hear on Midday. So as of next week, Judy will share her thoughts on all things theater every Thursday afternoon here on WIPR. That's next week. This week, coming up Wednesday here on Marilyn Morning, the acclaimed journalist E.J. Dionne joins me to talk politics, and contributor Max Savage Levinson brings us a profile of the band Deerhoof. Hope you can join us Wednesday morning on Marilyn Morning. Until then, I'm Tom Hall for Nathan Sterner and the entire Marilyn Morning team. Thanks so much for listening. Garrison Keillor's up next with the Writer's Almanac for our Muslim friends who are celebrating Eid al-Adha today. Eid Mubarak.